Welcome in, folks, to the Can We Kick a Podcast. I'm co-host Mike, along with Chuck here.
What's up, Mikey boy?
Not much, man. Just tired getting caught up. Just finished the Gemstones. I'm a little behind by about 12 hours, but just hanging in there. How about yourself?
Just trying to keep living, you know. That's a rough it's been a rough couple weeks. About to do some work traveling again coming up, and but it was a nice weekend. Gemstones, took the boat out Sunday, cruised around Clear Lake, and boats running great. Watched the Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
Watch that.
I wish I would have been able to put a bet on the horse that I picked to win that one. That would have been nice. But I had
Trump related
sovereignty.
sovereignty over journalism won.
Yeah. But the only thing that would have been better for him if American pride or whatever was second, or American manufacturing jobs, whatever the horse's name was.
Which I think is was or used to be owned by Toby Keith, the country music star. So it's like so insane how like it, oh yeah.
Yeah, so Mike's got proof that I picked sovereignty to win before the race. So, I mean, everybody has a 1 in 20% chance of, or 1 in 20 of getting it right. So I don't pretend to know anything about horse racing.
I certainly didn't win.
I am doing well in our hockey, thing we're
Crushing
both
it.
in, like
You're like
in the first
14 points
round.
ahead of me.
Yeah, so yeah, you're yeah, I was like, I was gonna give you so much shit. I was trying to look today. I'm like, oh, 23 points. That's awful. I got 37.
You
I'm
killed
the
it.
top, probably top 10-ish or so far, but I usually do good in the first round, and then when it gets hard, because my strategy in a lot of these things is to pick the favorites, especially if I'm not paying attention. But yeah, hockey
I
playoffs.
should just pick blindly because I was Googling like, oh, how long does the second round usually last in the number of games? And I was doing all this
Yeah.
research and I'm gonna lose like every round I know it.
Do you remember who you picked in the second round?
I picked the Stars.
Yeah.
I got it right here actually. I just sent it like it 2 hours ago or whatever.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
I hope I didn't pick the exact same as you, or I'm fucked.
Stars, Knights, Panthers, Capitals.
Okay, here's what I picked. Stars, Knights, Panthers, Capitals.
All right, well then we both ought to do pretty good.
Or bad, yeah.
Or really
With
bad. Yeah.
your I have like Stars in 7, Knights in 6, Florida in 7, Washington in 5.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I just got lazy on the last one. I wanted to go with Winnipeg over Dallas, but Dallas being in Colorado just kinda it feels like it's there.
And they don't
Like,
have Jason Robertson and they don't have Miro Heiskanen and they're supposedly going to get him back by game two. Like they beat a stacked Colorado team without their best two players.
yeah,
And
no,
Winnipeg's got a problem with Hellebuck, so I wouldn't put any money on Winnipeg.
yeah. See, like the email from the guy who runs our hockey thing, it said, "What an ending with the Jets bailing out Hellebuck."
Couldn't believe it. They scored with like
So.
1 second left.
Yeah. So, and that concludes Hockey Corner for today.
Hockey talk.
Hockey talk with Mike and Chuck, two Canadians talking hockey, eh? I don't know. Rockets
Been
bowed out of the playoffs.
that was brutal. Game seven loss at home to the Warriors
Yeah.
after all the shit talking they did.
After going down 3-1, 2 to come back 3-3 and losing game 7. And the Astros are okay. They're a couple games above 500 and probably be there.
Gonna
It
go
seems
to, I'm
like a
just looking
very.
at tickets to go to a game pretty soon. So, yeah, gonna check out
Yeah.
a game.
Let us know if y'all go. We're not very far from there.
Perfect. We can make it happen.
Cool.
Yeah. And then nothing going on with, other than that. I'm not watching anything else sports wise.
Your favorite team won the Premier League.
Oh, yeah, pool boys, Liverpool.
Yeah. Chelsea showed him who was the real champions yesterday.
Yeah, that was the hangover. Yeah, that was the hangover
Yeah.
loss, baby. Yeah.
You knew it was going to happen with the Chelsea 3-1 victory. Liverpool still hung over from winning championship.
So I'm looking forward to next Sunday's game, which is championship weekend. So
Yeah.
they'll do the trophy presentation, all that, and nothing but love for Jurgen Klopp going on that weekend. So thought that was pretty nice. The former
Yeah,
manager.
yeah.
But
All right. So let's talk about before we talk about Gemstones,
yeah.
which we watched. So it's kind of a little rundown of what we're both watching now. So we just both finished Gemstones. We're both watching Andor.
Yeah.
I think on episode 5 out of 6. I do love the 3 drop at a time.
Same.
And I think it's what episode are you on? Have you
I
watched
finished
the
six.
okay.
Yeah. So I'm done with the two
So
arcs. Yeah.
I think I think it's the end of 5. Cyril is going back to Coruscant with the spider that one of his like little insurrectionist buddies or the Gorman domestic front is
Yeah, the Gorman front. Yeah.
Yeah. So that I think that's the end of 5
Yeah, I think you're right.
somewhere. Yeah. So but yeah, I really like it so far. I'm just kind of a little confused because I didn't go back and watch season 1. Like, is Cyril bad or good now? Like,
Bad.
or is okay. All
Yeah.
right.
So yeah, so it is weird and confusing because I they're like her him and
The blonde lady?
Deirdre, whatever her name is, I
Yeah,
can't remember her
yeah.
name. They're like the two most like, and nothing to the actors. It's just the characters are so weird. They're like plain toast, and it's like, oh, all of a sudden they're like dating, and like she's using him, and he's using her. It's just super weird dynamic going on between the two of them. Did you see the episode where his mom came over, and he was like laying on the bed in the back room? That wasn't like. That was like last minute. They were like, "What do you want to do? You're just gonna be out of scene." And he was like, "I'm just gonna lay on the bed." And oh, it was hilarious. Yeah.
No, it's good, and like it's good so far. I just I get a little lost, but
Yeah. No, I agree. And apparently, this is all leading up to the Gorman massacre, right? Which will be the second time that's happened, which supposedly is like huge in the like. Canon of Star Wars, the lore and all this. I have never heard of it, so they're really going. Yeah. Apparently, this is the linchpin that sets off the war against the Empire.
Okay. So yeah, this is pre like is pre-rebellion rebellion or is it
Yeah, it's pretty
like
much like it's before the Senate's been dissolved and, because now the war is the rebellion is like still in the shadows, and with like the Gorman massacre, now it like comes full force, and they like everybody's like knows about it now, and it's not so much a secret. I still like I think both sides are planning on screwing this all up for the others, and like and then Saw Gerrera, like Lord, what's his name? Oh my gosh. The guy building the bomb with the and like loves huffing the gas. He's gonna like drop a nuke on Gorman and be like, "Oh, the Empire did it." Like that's how I think that's gonna go. But it's kind of hard to follow sometimes, but I'm really liking it. I want more of Moff Gideon, Mon Mothma,
Mon
whatever.
Mothma.
Yeah, like her whole like political thing with Stellan Skarsgård, who apparently had a stroke. And was having to have lines read to him like through an earpiece, because he was like having a hard time remembering stuff. And then Ben Mendelsohn as Krennic. I just love like the whole Coruscant like political scene. That's I want more of that.
It's like Succession in the Star Wars universe or
Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, trying to get the listening device out of the like artifact. Or was that the last episode?
No, I saw. Well, the 5th one,
Was
the
it the party?
ISB comes in and into the room and finds a listening device, and then there's also listening device in the artifact, and they were in the last in episode 5, they're talking about like something being fake, and they're going to do a review of
Oh,
all
okay.
the.
Yeah.
So I
So
haven't
episode
seen
six
probably
is
what
this
you're talking
big
about yet.
party, and like, oh, dude, it's the best episode of the three. Yeah. So, but
Okay.
I love the first arc, right? The first three, because it was about Cassian getting the TIE fighter prototype and like trying to like get it into the hands of the rebels and all this stuff. I love that. Like that's like
And
some
now he's just
deep.
flying. Well, I was like, he's flying around everywhere, but he's not. I guess he is now like Slick Johnson, the fabric salesman or the
I don't even
fashion.
remember his name. First time we saw sunglasses in Star Wars, like what the?
Do they not like, I mean, like everybody seems to be like out to get Cassian Andor, but like they don't have a picture of him around. Like he's walking to Gorman, like he just got his hair kind of slicked into this weird mullet and like wearing high fashions. And there's like, oh, that's the, you know, and he's in Gorman where like there's people that would recognize him.
It's
Yeah.
the Gorman front, and you're not gonna like assume that he's gonna be around there somewhere. And second of all, we're gonna set up a galactic empire, but we're not gonna have photos of fucking anybody, like a
Yeah.
database or anything.
Hey,
Like, no clue.
the secret workers, like if you see these rebellion, you know, like let's put up posters
Yeah.
and yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking it. It does get confusing, but yet, Deirdre is using Cyril to set up the Gorman front to screw up their own thing, so that way it can look like the Empire is the victim. That's what they're trying to spin out of it, right? It'll be interesting what they try to shake out of it, but yeah, it's a it, good, great season. It'll be the last season. I don't. Have you seen Rogue One, the movie?
Yeah, I don't remember it though, but it leads into that.
Correct. So the second season will then lead into Rogue One. Pretty much pick it up where it leaves, yeah, where it starts. So, yeah, watch that after the season ends, 'cause yeah, that's pretty big.
Cool. Nice. So we're getting through Andor.
Yep. Three more episodes.
I started the first episode of 100 Foot Wave came out last week,
That's right.
third season. Awesome, awesome show. Back in Nazaré, Portugal, and you know, it's even if you don't love surfing, it's a good show with some drama and some good characters. So
You like
that's
drama.
back, which I've been loving. Yeah. And then before I ask you what else you're watching, the other thing that I'm watching, well, Last of Us, both of us haven't watched since I think the end of episode 2. So we'll have to catch up on that. But the other thing I'm watching is a rehearsal on HBO with Nathan Fielder,
Who's
who
hilarious.
I watched Nathan for You, which was also on HBO a long time ago, which was awesome. And I didn't watch the first season of the rehearsal, but this season's very intriguing about kind of like doing role playing for airline disasters. And he's like studied, and he's a comedian, like does stupid shit, but he's apparently studied like all these airline disasters. And a lot of the issues on some of these globally is like the co-pilot was afraid to talk to the pilot, or the pilot didn't listen to the co-pilot. Like it was like communication in the cockpit,
Oh my
and
gosh.
so he's trying to set up role playing, and like he has this scene in one of the like first or second episode, like he has all these pilots come to a bar, and like they're like one pilot talks to each other, so you fly in this kind of plane, and then he goes like, no, I'm flying this, and then they don't say anything else to each other. They just kind of look away, like, and you know, you see some of these like guy pilots, and they're like hitting on the female pilots, you know, and they're like, it's wild, but it's such an interesting way to look at like a serious subject, but.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's definitely like insightful, right? I mean, Nathan Fielder is hilarious. Like I know him as a voice actor for the most part in like Bob's Burgers and stuff. But yeah, I'll have to
Well, he
check out the
did.
rehearsal. Yeah.
And one of I think in the Nathan For You show, he did like he started like a winter clothing company that still you can buy like these like hiking jackets and but it was some kind of like sustainability campaign thing and then they started this and you could still buy these like pieces of clothing. Like it's just it's very odd if you like the funny odd stuff,
Yeah,
but
and he's pretty dry, so that's like right up my alley. Yeah.
well, and they did a there was they like I guess the Nathan For You stuff's on like Paramount Plus or something, and they took down one of his episodes, which was about like Nazi Germany and like the treatment of the Jews, and they took it off, and it's been like kind of an interesting outcry. But so he did this like fake interview in Germany, and he set up like some airline to look like a, like he had the actors dressed in like brown, like
Oh,
Hitler, like oh dude, it's I think there's a second episode of the rehearsal, but
Jesus.
it's he's it's like he has no filter, so
Oh,
it's
yeah, I
great.
believe it. Yeah, something else. Yeah.
Then you're watching Your Friends and Neighbors.
Yeah, with John Johnny Hambone, and
Hambone.
Amanda Peet is playing his ex-wife, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's got me coming back week to week, and you're waiting for the chickens to come home to roost because he's stealing from his neighbors, and this isn't giving anything away. I mean, it's the first 3 minutes of the very first episode is like he like wakes up next to a dead body in somebody's house, and you don't know who it is, and he's like, there's like blood everywhere, and so like the episode this week just catches you up to that point in time. So it's like, okay, now we're back live, right?
Oh,
But
nice.
yeah, John Hamm is just killing it. I mean, he's such an underrated actor. Probably underrated in my own opinion, but yeah, it's a good show. It's an 8, 7, it's an 8. It's somewhere in there. Yeah. It's pretty good. There's like 4 episodes left, so yeah, you got to get caught up on that. I've been watching You. I started You, the final season on Netflix. I'm 3 episodes into that, and it's a good serial killer binge show. So that's been pretty good. He accidentally kidnapped the wrong twin, not realizing which one was which. So that was pretty funny to watch blow up in his face. And then I haven't watched. I've got all but one episode of Black Mirror this season to watch, and it's the Bette Noir. But I watched Eulogy with Paul Giamatti and texted you about it, and that was an insanely good episode. It was a deep cut. It was really good. About like reliving your past and realizing like where you screwed up and these kinds of things. So great. Paul Giamatti deserves an Oscar. Yeah.
I watched every one but episode 7, the USS McAllister
Yes.
sequel, I guess. So I need to catch up on that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was just going through the rest of my list, but yeah, that's Black Mirror is so good. I mean, the noir one, or the last one you said is really good as well. I
Nice.
mean, I think every one of those was good.
Yeah, I'm
And
trying to
then
think which
did you,
episode was like the weak link this season. I don't know that they had one.
I think if I would say this after watching the entirety except for the seventh one, I think maybe the first, well, I want to say
Yeah.
maybe the first one, but that
Kinda.
was still really good.
It was good. It wasn't like a hot shot out of the gate. Like you could have put any any one of the others, maybe. Haven't seen Bête Noire, so I can't tell you about that one.
Hey,
For me,
actually, I take that back. I take that back. Bête Noire is the
it's the
it's
weak link.
good, but it's just below the first episode.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
Because I think though, like the first two are solid, and then like three, four, five,
Yeah.
six were like unreal.
Yeah. Hotel Reverie just kind of like skyrockets after that. Like, it's so good. But number one was good because you got Rashida Jones, and then you got, I can't remember the gentleman's name that played the main guy, but it just,
Whenever he's in, I love him, and like because he
Bridesmaids.
was in Bridesmaids, and then the show that I love that I think was finally canceled after two seasons. I can't remember if it's coming back, but it's the Big Door Prize. That was on Apple TV, which I watched the first two seasons. But
It was
yeah, he was really good.
a good episode. I think they blended like this like brain subscription service and like the website where you'll do anything to get paid. I think they blended two different subjects into the same thing, and it kind of, that's where it kind of lost me. Like, stick to one or the other. I get the need for money, but yeah, I think, yeah, that for me was the, until I watched Bête Noir, which I'll probably do tonight, but
Yeah, and now I think about Bette Noir, like I don't know, it could go back and forth because that had some really good shit in it too, but it was like it's got like the Berenstain effect in like quantum computing, like so it's pretty tight. Like the concepts of it is great,
Yeah.
but
So
so
all bangers, but yeah, there's some really good ones in that. Me plaything, as we've already talked about in the podcast, was the banger for me because I've watched it like three or four times now. So,
did you ever watch The Studio on Apple TV?
I
I
have
watched the
not
first
yet.
two episodes and then I haven't been back to it.
No.
It was all right. I just I there's so much stuff's going on. I need to go back and try
Yeah.
to watch.
You know me, I have a hard time doing meta like movie making shows, and yeah, there's just some things that just hard for me to watch, but
I have a hard time doing Meta like Facebook, so.
yeah, right. And I've been wanting to watch Primary Target with our
Prime
West.
Target,
Yeah, from White Lotus season two. Been wanting to watch that. And then the other one was Dope Thief with Wagner
Yes, my
Moura
boy from Atlanta.
and that guy. Yeah,
Who's the other dude you were thinking of?
it's Wagner Moura. He played Pablo Escobar in Narcos. Yeah, yeah. So those are the two that I've kind of been wanting to jump on Apple. Yeah.
There's the basic like I have a list of like 23 shows right now that I've watched or started watching and then ones that I want to watch. And so like Prime Target, Your Friends and Neighbors, and Dope Thief are like the three that I haven't started that are on my kind of list for this year. So that I want to watch that are out that I haven't watched. So,
Yeah.
but one thing that did is that all that you that we both are at?
Yeah, unless you want me to talk about Below Deck Down Under, but I'll save you. Yeah. Marcus and I
Down
get
Under.
that out in the office when you're not there. Yeah.
Let me guess, like slut one is sleeping with good looking deckhand two,
Who's
and
also a slut.
and there's guests coming on and like someone's puking in the bathroom, like
Throw in one ungrateful guest about, amongst the eight, and then throw alcohol, and it makes for a really great cocktail of fun. Yeah.
Hey, it's nothing better than guilty pleasure shows, man.
True that.
So,
True that.
and then speaking of guilty pleasure, Gemstones finished on
Woo.
Sunday night. You know, I'm gonna preface by saying this. Season four took a lot of flack for like during the whole season of not people not liking it, like reading Reddit and other stuff. I fucking loved it. And the last couple episodes, like just took like a dark turn, and like what I loved about Barry is how it took a dark turn after like a super dark turn at the end. I mean, Gemstones is still like, it's still delivering lines like fucking Judy in the last episode telling Beavs like like quoting here. But one of the best lines of the series is just like, "Bees, you name it, and I will suck it, fuck it, munch it, or punch it." Like when he's like all down in the dumps, and like after he takes the pole, the whole the, after he takes the pole down out of his house, and they're basically like talking sexually to each other as a pole
Huge
is like,
sexual innuendo,
co
like,
yeah,
yeah.
and. It's just like, and even just the n little nuances of comedy in like this series, and especially like in season four, and when they're doing the duel
Yes.
at the Coats and Yellow Handkerchief Society or whatever it's called,
The cloak and pistol, yeah.
Coke and Pistol, he's again Daddy Gemstone is telling him like, "You don't have to do this. You're a good man. You raised a good son. You're a better father than me." He's like, "Are you just saying that because like he's better than me?"
Yeah.
Or
Are you saying
like,
he's better than me or what?
yeah,
Like,
just in the middle of he's about to go to a duel, like he's like, it's just the little subtle nuances, and even the
oh,
duel is great, like.
with the hand motions and stuff that their second do, that they're like, oh, yeah. And then they go to like they turn back their backs to each other, and like John Goodman, the other guy, are like. So great. They just like fawn away. And then like misses Jesse, and then he like starts like zigzagging back and forth. And then Jesse shoots in like a sign of like, I'm not gonna shoot you. He like shoots it up almost, and it hits a sign and hits another guy, and he's like, oh fuck, I didn't mean to do
And
that.
that guy's rolling around the ground, and they're just still having conversations, like.
Nobody's really attending to him. Yeah.
I'm gonna miss this brand of comedy until the next show
Until
comes
the next
out, and
McBride show comes out. Yep. Yeah, it's just so funny.
they need. I mean, they need to do whatever happens next. Has to be Danny McBride, Walton Goggins, and Edie Patterson, and even Tim Baltz, like as BJ, like.
Has to.
But Edie Patterson was in Vice Principals as well. And we've been watching Vice Principals, and we were watching episode three last night after Gemstones. And Blanca goes, because I didn't tell her, like, hey, that's Edie Patterson and Judy Gemstone. And she goes, "That black haired teacher, like, she makes the same mannerisms and talks like Judy." And I'm like, "They're the same actor." Like, she's like, "What?" Like, and she looks a little different. Obviously, like kind of plain versus all dolled up in the curly hair, but man, like she's hilarious. Like that whole, you could do a whole nother, you could, you sh you could be able to do a whole nother, series with the same group and just have them
Same.
do different characters and different kind of.
Just give me an
I'd watch a.
anthology with these same actors, and they would crush it.
I would watch a crime drama with
Yeah.
them, like,
It would be insane.
yeah. I don't know. It's so good.
It's a political thing where they're like congressmen or senators or something like just Veep, but with these actors, it would be
Yeah.
insane.
Well, wait, let me ask you, that's a great question, because like I was thinking, oh, you could do Judy as like a presidential candidate, but like Julia Louis-Dreyfus kind of had that same, like she was sleeping with multiple people and her ex-husband, and like the like, but she kind of has that same unfiltered ness as like Judy Gemstone, and then Madam Vice President and Veep, they kind of freely say whatever they want. I mean, you could do something great like Tim Baltz, who plays BJ, as one candidate, and like Adam Devine or Keefe as another candidate, and like have Dan McBride be like campaign manager for one, and like Adam Devine or Judy or Edie Patterson be like campaign manager, and just like you could just do some good stuff. But I'm sure they'll find something much more innovative than we're thinking of. But
It could be hilarious because it could be like Judy is like a senator, right? And like Danny McBride is like a competing senator, but maybe they're related somehow. And she like winds up sleeping with like the president of Russia. And he's like, "Did you fuck the Russian president?" Like, dude, it could be so funny. However they split the thing, but I whatever they do, but I do have to say, John Goodman stole this season. He was incredible. Like even in the last episode, just him like reflecting, watching the end and all that stuff. Like he's an underrated actor. I mean, he's having a little bit of a
And what do you think of, like, what were your thoughts going into the final? Did you think, like, after watching episode eight, I'm thinking, okay, we're just going to kind of get a little wrap up, and close some storylines. But I was kind of blanked. I saw it on Reddit, like the Corey seemed like he was off and something up his sleeve. And going into the episode, I didn't even think about that until like they're like, Corey doesn't leave the house, and like, we should talk to Corey or invite, like. And I'm like, okay, now, but
I didn't see it coming. I mean, I it was strange that he just happened to know that they would be at the Gator Shack, right? And he stabs his dad in the back, and like that once I saw him turn, I was like, oh, that makes sense. But I didn't see it coming. I thought it was hilarious that he like got shot right in the temple, and they were still able to have like a conversation with him on the floor. And he's like, I think I'm all right. I think it just grazed me. And he's like gushing out, like, and then he's like, oh no, like, yeah.
Well, like the whole, we're watching it, and Blanca doesn't like violent stuff, so we're watching it, and he, so like, oh my God, like he just killed Judy, and then like, oh my God, he shot everybody, and then they all start crawling to the center, like, and they're like, I have a gun in my, my man, like
A
whatever
date
they kept
man.
calling. And maybe like your purse and like the fucking monkey, Dr. Watson, like go get the purse in Jesse's room. It's not a purse, it's a crossbody. Like and then he's throwing, it's like cash, like he's throwing all the stuff out of his bag until like they find the gun, and like it's just like whap, like he said, right in the temple. And then
Crazy shot.
but it's like that's when they kind of realize, like, it's kind of like the kids had an awakening at that point, and they're like, well, when they're like, pray with me or whatever, and they're just doing like a generic prayer, like it's just kind of like, but
Almost kind
yeah, it
of like your
was.
ancestor who was like, the dead guy's like, would you pray with me? And he's like, just go be with the Lord.
I didn't even put that together. It's a great callback to the preamble.
Which I whatever money they threw at Bradley Cooper to do that entire episode was so worth it.
Yeah, that was
He
great.
had no other input in the season other than being the photograph in the little gold Bible, but it was
Yeah.
amazing. Yeah. But
No, good
so
season.
fun.
I'm sad it's over, and I thought it was a great, I mean, you could end it after season three finale, but I mean, this was a great, great.
Like what season three ended with like John Goodman talking to his grandson like about becoming a pat like you could have wrapped it up there, but they're like, no, we got a little bit left in the tank, and it was a good wrap up. Like I thought it was hilarious. No, and I love how at the Cloak and Pistol Society where like Jesse quits and then John Goodman's like taking off his thing and he's like, you know, when I was a kid, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah,
And he just like
fuck
throws it down and
it.
walks off. He kills me, man. It was so good. He was
Yeah.
gonna go on a monologue, and then he was like, never mind.
It was so good. I wonder if they did like have a monologue and like, you know, like as they're going through the season, and then they were just like, you know, it'd be funnier if he says like this. And then...
Oh, dude, that'd be hilarious. That'd be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad it's over. I hope they have another project that they already got in the works, because it's a moneymaker for HBO. Any network would be lucky to get that.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. And I
they
think
said,
they,
you know, yeah.
yeah, I think they pretty much like, you know, hopefully. And I read somewhere that HBO was kind of going to go back to like not trying to be a be all end all
Yeah.
streaming service. So
It's hurt the
it'll
brand.
be yeah, and they have a good brand in the HBO stuff. So like. And I think it doesn't work to always try to be everything to everybody, and like, so
Yeah, because
I,
they, I don't know if you noticed, like, the logo, like, on the app and stuff, like, you know, it was purple and it was like HBO Max, and then it was like just Max, and it was blue or whatever. It's gone back to the black and the gray, like HBO was. They've realized they've made a mistake. Yeah. I think they'll fix it. But
Any other thoughts on, on
no.
Gemstones?
Gemstone's great show. Oh, Baby Billy just killing it as Teen Jesus, old Jesus.
Yeah, teen just,
Teen Jesus.
and he just quits at the end. He just
Oh.
quits, like,
Hilarious. He's like, they're like about to resume filming, and he's like, I did it all, but I'm not the star. But clap for me. Like, he's like trying not to take credit by taking credit. It's so funny. And then, yeah, he's decided that he's gonna quit and like be with his family. And it was a nice wrap up. He's just hilarious. Goggins for the win.
Yeah, for sure.
But nothing else from my side. Anything else from your side? I think we talked about everything.
No,
Yeah.
nothing else for me.
Perfect. Well, yeah. People tune in next week. We'll be talking about The Last of Us. We might do a little quick catch up midweek. We'll see. But we'll talk The Last of Us more Andor, because that's going to come on Tuesday. And then I don't know of any other new shows other than Tires is coming in about a month. So we got some catching up to do on a couple of shows. Oh, and Your Friends and Neighbors, that'll wrap up in the next couple of weeks. So tune in.
And Squid Game season 3, June 27th.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think that's the only other thing that I have out there at the moment that's
Sweet,
on
then
my little
you're like
list.
40 days away from that. That's getting here. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, check out the podcast platforms. Check out the YouTube. We do record videos for those that are listening. You can see our schmuck faces. And tune in next week. Appreciate everybody for kicking it with us. And as a cousin likes to say,
Peace.